The Hainsborough discusses priorities that can be addressed by the new state legislature. And students at the Cluckwan School lose their school bus during last week's fire on Sawmill Road. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. There are cascading consequences to last week's fire, and they're reaching as far as Cluckwan School. KHNS's Claire Strempel has the story.
A fire in Haines last Friday morning did more than destroy a home. It also put the Cluckwan school bus out of commission. The school bus that takes students from Haines to Cluckwan School was sufficiently damaged in a recent fire as to be unusable. Principal Brad King says at least half of the student body relies on the bus.
Well, I know that the number of students that are in Cluckwan proper is, you know, in single digits. So the remainder of the student body is bused from anywhere along the highway running from Haines to the Canadian border.
According to the school's office, 4 of the 17 students are absent because they don't have transportation. King says the district is working on a solution.
I'm not certain of what their plan is. I have not had a long-term discussion with the superintendent or the board concerning this. We're looking into the, you know, the insurance on the bus and what can be done to rapidly repair or replace.
The district insures all its vehicles. King says that there should be a plan after a school board meeting this Wednesday in Juneau. The bus driver is not out of a job after losing his home and the bus to the fire.
Our current bus driver is also a paraprofessional at the school, so as bus driver and instructional aide, so he will continue to work as an instructional aide, and we'll just make arrangements to keep him busy until we've got things going.
King says the school will have a solution for the community as soon as possible. In Haines, I'm Claire Strempel.
The 31st Alaska State Legislature will convene for the first time on January 15th. Hainsborough manager Deborah Schnabel sat down at the KHNS studio to discuss how the municipality's priorities can be addressed by the Upper Lynn Canal's state representatives.
I think that there's kind of two levels for talking with the legislature. From a municipality point of view, we have municipalities in general, which we have to be very, you know, mindful of the community sharing revenues and make sure we have to lobby and ensure that the state of Alaska continues to fund municipal revenue sharing. And then there are other programs such as loan programs with the Department of Environmental Conservation, whereby we oftentimes can expand our water and sewer projects. I mean, we can actually do water and sewer projects only if we have benefit of loans and grant programs. We have to make sure that those kinds of basic fundamental things are there for all municipalities, not just Hainesborough. But relative to Hainesborough itself, there's always a need for money, you know, at the LUTAC dock, at the, the Portage Cove dock. We need money for roads. We need money for water and sewer. And so those are all things. Of course, we're aware that the trooper position is here and an important one in Haines. We have so much public land. So the Chilkoot Corridor is a big issue for us. We'd need to make sure that DNR is funded for that. The University of Alaska with its plans, we need to ensure that we have foresters here. So it's a lot that we're carrying in our basket.
So recently, KTOO reporter Adeline Baxter sat down with House District 33 Representative Sarah Hannon and Senate District Q Senator Jesse Keel, and they discussed a few issues facing the Hainesborough, including police service, which is something you mentioned. And I wanted to play a quick clip for you of some of the things they were saying.
I think that right now Haines is getting really unequal treatment compared to other communities in our state. There are other boroughs with city police departments where the state is providing trooper service throughout that borough outside of the cities. And they're not doing it in Haines. And that is inappropriate. I've already spoken with the administration a little bit, and they, I think, are keenly aware of this issue. They have talked about a willingness to invest more in public safety, even while cutting the wanting to cut the budget elsewhere. And so I'm working with them to try and reinstate the Haines Trooper Post.
Well, that's encouraging.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I guess, is there first, you know, any reaction to what you said? Does it surprise you at all? Or is that kind of expected?
No, that is the position that was developed by our legal counsel months ago. And Brooks Chandler has drafted a letter to the administration saying exactly what Jesse Keel just said, but being a lot more specific about where in the state of Alaska that's occurring, Matsu Valley and also the city and borough of Anchorage that also occurs, where the troopers' positions continue to serve outside of the, you know, municipal jurisdiction. So, yeah, that's good. I'm glad that he's picked up on that and pushing it.
Mm-hmm. And I guess, you know, are you optimistic that change could happen through the legislature, or is this more of something that the AST and the Department of Public Safety has to change?
I expect you to want the truth from me. Yes?
Yes.
I don't think we're going to get a trooper post, but I can be proven wrong. What I have been informed of the needs in Western Alaska are so great that for trooper positions that they have first priority. But if we're able to attract one, I think that would be great. I mean, we do have a lot of arguments in our favor. One of them being, of course, that we are positioned with a international border. So I think that's pretty important, you know, to recognize that we need that. So we'll always have those arguments out there. If the administration decides that they want to identify a post in Haines, I think that would be, there's justification for that, and I think that it would be very nice, but I'm not thinking that it's, that we are their priority right now.
That was Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel. The Haynesboro Assembly meets Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. You can stream the meeting online at khns.org. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also check us out on the NPR One app and Stitcher.